Can you put a price tag on how much it would cost to ensure that every student in Pennsylvania can meet academic standards? As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCrory reports, one advocacy organization says state data point to the need for at least $3.2 billion in added state funding.
When a bipartisan state commission published its report last year, it came up with a new formula for distributing new state education dollars. The formula acknowledges that districts face added burdens, for instance, when educating students in poverty or still learning English. But the panel very specifically avoided a crucial question. How much money would it take for all students to score proficient on state tests?
Nobody has been actually talking about what districts really need.
So Public Interest Law Center attorney Michael Churchill did his own analysis. If the new formula is applied to the average instructional costs of schools statewide, he concluded that on the conservative side, schools need $16.5 billion in added support, $3.2 billion of which he says should come from the state. To reach this figure, the Law Center advocates for a $400 million increase in each of the next 8 years. After a historic budget impasse that ultimately saw a $200 million education boost, does Governor Wolf think that's politically possible?
No.
To which Churchill says,
it's been politically impossible in the past because no one has been willing to say this is what the General Assembly's own studies show is needed.
Republican leaders say they're not convinced public schools will improve with more state funding. Wolf is pushing for a $350 million education boost in this year's budget, but is noncommittal beyond that. Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.